Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with a biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for each day. You can tune in live by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, fieldfire.com, F-E-E-L, Phil, letter D, fire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, or by following the Morning Motivation Broadcast itself by clicking the link on your phone or on your desktop on our broadcast or Morning Motivation page. Well, our topic for today, which is day 75 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, is I dare you to repent and release yourself to greatness. I dare you to repent and release yourself to greatness. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 36 through 39. And I am reading from the KJV. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. I dare you to repent and release yourself to greatness. Now let's make this applicable to you. Repeat after me, everyone. I dare me to repent and release myself to my greatness. Come on and praise the Lord. Now, we've been working this last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, wherein we've been counting down the last 100 days of this year to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. And today is Wednesday, and on Monday, the Lord had me to you, I dare you to live. And we talked about Ezekiel 37 and the Valley of Dry Bones. And on yesterday, he had me teach you, I dare you to fight. And we talked about the ability to stop cowering and backing up from the attacks of the enemy. And I took you to John, where Jesus went in and whooped the money changers out of the temple. And I taught you how being a Christian doesn't require you to be a doormat. Oh, this is some good word, isn't it? We're removing that clutter, are we not? So today, God has me saying, I dare you now to repent and release yourself to greatness, because the ability to repent, to be remorseful, to turn from a sinful life, to turn from wicked ways, to repent of the things that we have done, which are outside of the will of God, changes our nature so that we are no longer bound to being the old person, operating in the old mindset, the old ways of vindictiveness, retaliation, self-sabotage, the old ways, so that we can now be open to walking in the greatness wherein God has ordained us. Isn't that powerful? In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 36 through 39, that I read to you this morning, we are with the disciples as they are in the upper room. Jesus has already been crucified, resurrected, and ascended back to the Father. And they are all in this upper room. They're gathering, they're praying. And this is the chapter of Acts wherein the Holy Spirit comes and it begins to rest on them, and people begin to speak with other tongues. And so Peter begins to preach Jesus to the people and say, look, you need to give your lives to him. You need to repent so that your sins can be washed away. And as he's preaching Jesus to them, their hearts are pricked. In other words, they're convicted of their sin. And they ask Peter, well, what must we do? So Peter says, well, you got to repent. You got to be baptized so that your sins, you know, are washed away. But I want you to notice what he said. You have to repent. See, the reason that a lot of us cannot really truly function in the greatness of who we are in Christ, the reason that we are constantly cycling through the same patterns, the same issues, the same sin, we're caught up in the same bad relationships. We keep cycling through bad marriages. We keep cycling through church hopping. We keep cycling through the same issues in our relationships with our friends, on our jobs. We keep cycling through the same issues of we're up and we're happy today, but we're down tomorrow. You know, there are people who post so many conflicting emotions on Facebook sometimes. I just wonder how horrible it has to be for the other people living with them. In the morning, they're praising the Lord. I bless the Lord for this day. I'm not joking. Then that afternoon, I'm praying for God to remove my enemies. Then that night, I thank you, Jesus. I mean, they're like topsy-turvy seesaws. Peter said, look, you got to repent. You got to turn from the sin. You got to, it's not a 360, because a 360 is a circle. Rather, it's a 180. And when you are willing to repent, in other words, you're willing to acknowledge and confess that you have been out of the will of God, that I'm willing to acknowledge and confess that I have been out of the will of God. That's where the power comes in. Because it means that if I'm willing to confess that I've done wrong, not blame it on you, not put the fault or the accountability for my sin on you, but if I'm willing to take the accountability that Rossi sinned, that yesterday I didn't do something that you told me to do, God, think about how powerful that is for me. Because if I had the power to do wrong, guess what? I got the power to do right. I don't have to wait on the pastor to tell me I can do right. I don't have to wait on my friends to get right for me to get right. I don't have to wait on the spouse, the children. In other words, the power to move forward into greatness, it rests totally in my decision to turn from where I am that's separating me from God. Isn't this powerful? In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible teaches us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Well, in order for you to repent, you got to believe that there's a reason for you to repent. In order for you to want to be released to greatness, to your best life now, and not just today, but every day, you got to believe that there's a Savior. What is the point of me coming out of sin if there is no better life for me? And I'm going to tell you something. Sin is not just, you know, what we always refer to as the big sin. You know, the things that we know. Yes, it includes adultery. Yes, it includes fornication. Yes, it includes homosexuality. But that's not just it. Because, see, it's easy for people to go down the list and check that off and say, well, I don't do any of that. But are you a backbiter? Are you a gossiper? Oh, yeah, you don't want to talk about those, you know, that kind of sin. Everyone have sinned, and maybe you are a morally good person, but guess what? The Bible teaches us in Romans 3 and 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So you may be a person that's never done anything in your life. Maybe you've been a good girl or a good boy your whole life, or a good woman or a good man, but it doesn't matter. All of us have sinned. We were born in sin and iniquity. This is why we have the sinful nature. This is why our flesh desires to sin. This is why we want to do wrong. Even when we want to do right, you know what? Guess what? Our flesh wants to do wrong. We are born into sin. And so no matter what, we have to repent. As a matter of fact, Paul told us in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, he said, I found this law in my flesh, that every time I want to do good, evil is always present with me. In other words, even when I want to do right, when I want to let go of my mistress, when I want to let go of that fornication, when I want to stop having sex out of marriage, when I want to come out of and be delivered from any type of sexual sin, adultery, fornication, pornography, homosexuality, when I want to be delivered or come out of lying and gossiping, when I want to be delivered and come out of being an abuser, when I want to be delivered, guess what? My flesh says, it feels too good to let it go. It feels too good in this sinful relationship. To repent and come out and be separate requires that I have to let go of these things and I have to commit to living a godly lifestyle. Why do that when it feels so good the other way? I know I'm preaching. I know I'm teaching you with some realness and some transparency today, because as a single woman, I've been abstinent for, oh my Lord. And let me just tell you, how many dates I go on that never get past the first date, because when I reveal to men, and this includes dates I've gone on, can I be real with you guys? Dates I've gone on with Christian men, dates I've gone on with pastors and assistant pastors and church leaders. Everybody likes me because I look good. Ain't no shame in my game. It ain't nothing wrong with being holy and fine at the same time, and that's me. But as soon as I begin to say I'm abstinent, oh, no, there's no second date. And sometimes I just get to the point where I go on and tell them that on the phone because I don't want to waste my time. Then they'll ask over and over because they're trying to see if I'm joking. I said Christian men, pastors, assistant pastors, let me tell you, my flesh says, why do you keep waiting? Why don't you just go ahead and go on and do this? Because there is no man who's going to live this life like that. Every time I desire to do good. There are times when people have done things to me and said things to me that my flesh wants to handle it the way the flesh would handle it. But because I've already repented, because I've already turned from my wicked ways, the Spirit of God won't let me. And I thank him because his refusing to let me has allowed me to be released and live and walk in the greatness of him. The greatness of having been able now to be an attorney and a registered nurse. The greatness of being able to evangelize to you. The greatness of knowing that I'm moving forward, and by the time I'm 50, that I will be the national president of the NAACP, the greatness of me. You see, if I hadn't repented, I'd get caught up in handling things the way the world handled it. And I would find myself in situations that blocked my greatness. Time is running. I got to move. Are you receiving this today? Are you understanding why I dare you to repent and be released to your greatness? Because it will pull you out of sin. It will pull you out of responding to things the way the world responds. It will pull you out of the anxiety of worrying about whether or not your bills will be paid, worried about how people treat you, because it will put you in the consolation of knowing that your life is in God's hands. And that God orders your steps. Our time is running. I got to move on. But in 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, the Bible teaches us, for the promises of God in him, in who? In Christ, are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. So you got to get in God, get in Christ, accept him so that you become the beneficiary of the promises. See, it's just like probate. Yeah, probate is one of my practice areas. When Christ died, we are the heirs of him. You understand? So everything that was promised to him, everything that was part of his legacy, everything that was part of his life, it is also bequeathed or devised down to the heirs. The heirs sit at his table. The heirs receive of his promise. The heirs receive of that eternal life. The heirs receive of his glory. The heirs receive everything that he had. I need you to repent so you can be released into greatness. In the book of Jeremiah 1 and 5, the Lord teaches us that before he formed us in the belly or in the womb, he already knew us. Why did he already know us? Because he had already destined purpose and greatness for you, for your children, for your spouse, for the fruit of your womb, for the seed of your loin. God had already destined legacy for them. Are you willing to repent? Are you willing to turn away so that you can walk in that greatness, not only for you, but for every part of your seed? Hallelujah. In the book of Deuteronomy 28 and 13, the Lord says he makes us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. In the book of Ephesians 3, 20 through 21, he says that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. In other words, immeasurably above all that you could ask or think, infinitely beyond your wildest dreams. In the book of 1 Corinthians 2, 9, he says that your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, things that God has prepared for those that love him, those whom have repented and who are released now into the greatness to receive every promise of the Lord. Psalm 110 and 1, the Lord will say, I make your enemies your footstool. To whom is he speaking? Those who have repented. Ooh, I dare you to repent. I dare you. I dare you not to just give a fake apology of I'm sorry, but I dare you to look at your life right now and say, I'm turning away from sin. And some of you listening are already saved, but you've sinned. I've sinned. I haven't done everything God has told me this whole time. Decades, I've been saved. There are times I have sinned. I've backslidden. I haven't done everything he said. I had to just repent and say at a certain point, you know what? Either I'm going to live it or I'm not. Either I love God or I don't. Either I love this life or I don't. And I love God. I love being saved. I love this life. I won't take nothing for this journey. I wouldn't change it if I wanted to, if my flesh told me to. I love being saved. The benefits have exceeded my wildest dreams. I promise you, if I was not saved, the Rossi that you know right now, I would never have been this person. I dare you to repent and walk in greatness. We got to get ready to go into prayer, but I'm going to read you one more scripture in Romans 10, 9 through 10. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's all it takes. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. All it takes for you to be saved is for you to repent of your sins, acknowledge Jesus is Lord and Savior and ask him to come into your life. You don't have to get your life right first. You don't have to say, let me stop doing what I'm doing. That's for God to do. The blood of Jesus is what cleanses you. All you got to do is get saved and really mean this thing. And then the Lord will clean you up because you'll start going to church. Or if you're already going to church, you'll really start paying attention and listening. You'll get into your word. You'll develop a personal or intimate relationship with the Lord where you are praying and fasting, and you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will convict you of your wrong. You don't have to say, let me first stop sinning. Let me first come out of the adultery. Let me first be delivered. Let me first stop gossiping. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is pray this prayer with me right now that we're about to pray. If you are not saved, or if you're on this and you are backslidden and you want to give your life to the Lord, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I repent and I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I welcome you to the kingdom. And if you were backslidden, I welcome you back. You are now saved. You are now saved. You are now saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are now released to walk into your greatness. Whatever sinful situation you are in, you can even tell the other person today. If it's a person, if it's sins of the heart, or if it's sin, like I said, of gossiping, of your conduct, you speak to the sin, the person, or the situation, and you say, today, I am now saved. I can't do this anymore. And whatever steps you need to take legally and lawfully and righteously to remove yourself out of that situation, that's what you do. Because you are now saved, and you don't have to live in sin anymore. Now you're free to walk in your greatness. All right, let me give you our task for today, day 75 of the challenge, and then we're going to end with our song of today. Our topic for today is I dare you to repent and release yourself to greatness. If you have missed any of the other parts of this challenge, go to feeldfire.com. You can catch up on everyone. If you're listening from your cell phone on our morning motivation page, just go straight down the page and you will see the topic for every day listed. You can click that button and it will take you automatically to that message. Make sure you're keeping up in your last 100 days remove all clutter journal, which you can also order from feeldfire.com. And please share this broadcast with at least 5 people. Your task for today is to write down, first of all, that you are now saved. I need you to see yourself the way God sees you. Because in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. So I don't care what you were doing before you prayed that prayer. All of your sin has been washed away. So I need you to write down, I am saved, so that you see yourself as a new creature. Then I need you to write down what you're going to now do to walk in the greatness of you. And if you don't know who that is, then I need you to write down, I am going to pray. I'm going to set aside quality time and pray to the Lord today and ask him, what am I supposed to be doing with my life? Because if you don't know, you can't release yourself into that greatness. Isn't this Remove All Clutter Challenge powerful? You do not want to miss a day as we count down every day. All right, our song for today is Worth by Anthony Brown. This song is so powerful. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. live. Go to feelthefire.com after 8 a.m. Send other people there today and share this broadcast.
So you clean me up in-
How great your life is right now, or how bad your life is right now. I don't care how sinful you were or how morally good you are. God has even greater for you. I dare you to repent and release yourself to your greatness. I'll see you in the morning. Go to feelthefire.com.